Good morning. It's March 19th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that could reshape the future of smartphone technology, Apple Incorporated is reportedly in discussions with Google to bring the Gemini AI model to iPhones through iOS 18. This potential partnership not only signals a significant leap in AI integration, but also stirs the financial markets, reflecting in a modest boost in tech stock prices amid broader market dynamics. Apple's negotiations with Google aim to license the Gemini AI model, aiming to incorporate advanced, cloud-based AI features into the next major iOS update. This news has sparked investor interest, leading to a slight uptick in technology sector stocks as the market recovers from a recent downturn. However, the potential collaboration between these tech giants is not without its challenges. The deal is expected to attract regulatory scrutiny, particularly as Apple and Google's existing search agreement is already under legal examination. Details regarding the terms, branding, and how the AI technology will be implemented within iOS remain undisclosed, adding layers of uncertainty to the partnership. On the financial front, Wall Street has shown resilience with its main indexes, including the Nasdaq, closing higher. This rebound is supported by major tech stocks such as Alphabet and Tesla, amidst anticipation of the U.S. Federal Reserve's upcoming meeting. The market's response reflects a blend of optimism for AI's expanding role in technology and apprehension over potential policy shifts by the Fed, especially in light of recent strong inflation figures. Notably, the Nasdaq overcame a connectivity hiccup that disrupted early trading for over 2 hours, demonstrating the market's volatile yet hopeful outlook towards the evolving tech landscape. In a groundbreaking move at the GTC 2024 event, NVIDIA pulled the curtain back on the future of artificial intelligence with the introduction of the DGX SuperPod, powered by the revolutionary GB200 Grace Blackwell superchip. This new technology promises to turbocharge AI models and queries, setting a new benchmark in the field. The DGX SuperPod and its GB200 Grace Blackwell superchip represent a significant leap forward, designed to outpace previous generations in processing AI workloads. This advancement has caught the attention of tech behemoths like Microsoft and Google, who are already major consumers of NVIDIA's H100 chips and are now keenly awaiting the new superchip's rollout. NVIDIA didn't stop at hardware innovations. The company announced strategic partnerships with leading software developers and unveiled a digital model of the Earth aimed at enhancing weather prediction capabilities. Furthermore, NVIDIA's Omniverse computing platform has expanded its reach to include streaming to Apple's Vision Pro headset, demonstrating NVIDIA's dedication to cross-platform compatibility and immersive technology experiences. The competitive landscape in AI hardware is becoming increasingly intense, with giants like Amazon and Google also venturing into the development of their own AI chips. This underscores the high stakes and rapid innovation characterizing the sector. Throughout the GTC event, NVIDIA is hosting discussions with top minds in the AI industry on a range of topics from cutting-edge innovation to the ethical considerations of AI development. These sessions highlight NVIDIA's pivotal role in shaping the future of AI research and application development, marking a new era of possibilities in the field. In a bold move that's stirring up the AI sector, Elon Musk's XAI has thrown down the gauntlet by open-sourcing Grok 1, a direct competitor to OpenAI's ChatGPT, on March 17, 2024. This decision not only challenges the status quo, but also ignites a crucial debate on transparency within the AI community. Elon Musk has been vocal about his concerns with OpenAI, accusing the organization of straying from its foundational ethos by not being sufficiently transparent. The release of Grok 1's AI code by XAI is a clear extension of Musk's critique, positioning the company at the forefront of a growing trend towards open-sourcing AI technologies. This move is seen as a direct challenge to OpenAI and its decision to keep its developments under wraps. The core of this debate revolves around the potential risks and rewards of open-sourcing AI. Proponents argue that transparency can lead to better scrutiny and improvement of AI models, addressing biases and limitations head-on. Critics, including OpenAI, counter that the risks and financial burdens associated with releasing sensitive AI code justify a more guarded approach. Despite xAI's bold stance on openness, questions linger about the depth of its commitment to transparency. Notably, the training data for Grok 1 has not been made available, raising concerns about the potential for biases and misuse of the technology. This omission has sparked a broader discussion on the importance of not only open-sourcing AI models, but also providing comprehensive documentation of their development processes. As the AI community watches closely, legal experts are bracing for a contentious battle. OpenAI's planned request to dismiss Musk's lawsuit adds another layer of complexity to the saga, with many believing Musk faces significant legal hurdles. This unfolding story highlights the tension between innovation and responsibility in the rapidly evolving world of AI. The impact of xAI's decision to release Grok 1 and the ongoing debate over AI transparency underscores the critical ethical considerations facing the industry today. In a world where the lines between reality and digital creation are increasingly blurred, YouTube is stepping up with a new policy aimed at ensuring transparency. The platform now requires content creators to disclose when they use altered or synthetic media, such as AI-generated content, that could easily be mistaken for real. This move is particularly focused on videos related to sensitive topics like health, news, elections, or finance, which will now carry special labels. The implementation of this feature will start on the mobile app, with plans to extend it to desktop browsers and YouTube TV. This approach is in line with Meta's initiatives for AI labeling, underscoring a broader industry trend towards greater accountability. Unlike Meta's rigorous enforcement, YouTube is initially adopting an honor system, trusting creators to comply with these new guidelines. The policy delineates specific types of content that need to be labeled, including AI-generated footage, realistic images depicting non-existent events, and synthetically generated videos. However, not all AI-generated content is subject to this requirement. For example, AI text-to-speech technology used for voiceovers is exempt. This policy rollout comes as Google, YouTube's parent company, navigates its own challenges with AI, particularly with its image generator Gemini, which faced criticism for generating historically inaccurate images. Through these measures, YouTube aims to foster a more transparent and trustworthy environment for both creators and viewers, navigating the complex interplay of technology and authenticity in digital content creation. In a bold move to democratize advanced technology, Qualcomm has unveiled the Snapdragon 8s Gen 3 chip, designed to bring cutting-edge AI capabilities to the mid-range mobile market. This development promises to shake up the industry by making premium features accessible in more affordable phones. The Snapdragon 8s Gen 3 chip stands out for its support of 30 AI models and over 10 billion parameters, enabling a range of functionalities from enhanced voice assistance to AI-generated images. Notably, it also supports high-resolution 200-megapixel cameras and introduces ray tracing for gaming in mid-range devices, features that were previously exclusive to high-end chips. This initiative has garnered the support of major OEMs such as Honor, IQOO, Realme, Redmi, and Xiaomi, which are expected to incorporate the chip into their budget flagship devices. Qualcomm's strategy challenges the industry norm of equipping less expensive models with outdated technology, aiming instead to offer the latest advancements in affordable phones. The first commercial device powered by the Snapdragon 8s Gen 3 chip is anticipated to be announced in March. Qualcomm is optimistic about this launch, forecasting strong earnings and revenue for the second quarter. This move not only highlights the growing trend of mobile chips with on-device generative AI, but also positions premium Android phones to stand out in the competitive market. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.